California's new governor is getting down to work. Arnold Schwarzenegger was sworn in yesterday as the state's 38th governor. He pledged to establish a new bipartisan spirit in Sacramento and put the state's fiscal house in order. Today, he'll let lawmakers, who he's called together in special session, know the details of his economic plan. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports from Sacramento.
Inauguration Day may have been a bit on the cool and cloudy side, but for the thousands of Arnold Schwarzenegger supporters who turned out to watch him take the oath of office, it was a day of sweetness and light. Congressman Daryl Issa, the car alarm tycoon who bankrolled the effort to put the recall on the ballot with $1.7 million of his own fortune, basked in the congratulations of nearly everyone who passed him by.
You're a wonderful man. You're a brave man. Well, you started the ball.
This is a great state, and there have been a lot of brave people here. Oh, thank you.
You'll stop me.
One less hero, and we wouldn't have made it, but there were a lot of heroes.
I agree. But somebody has to start it.
I was glad to be there in the early days.
Thank you.
There were just a few friends from Schwarzenegger's movie career in the crowd. Actress Jamie Lee Curtis, Schwarzenegger's co-star in True Lies, said the new governor would shake things up in this state, and that was a good thing.
I believe people want change. I think that's what the election was about. And ultimately, Jung says that only that which changes remains true. And so to me, if you want to have something that's really alive, it has to change.
Schwarzenegger's inaugural address was a significant departure from his speeches on the campaign trail. There were no references to terminating anything or anybody. Instead, Schwarzenegger said he wanted to bring a new civility and respect to Sacramento politics.
Everywhere I went during my campaign, I could feel the public hunger for our elected officials to work together, to work openly, and to work for the greater good. This election was the people's veto for politics as usual.
That new civility may be tested quickly, as soon as the details of Schwarzenegger's economic plan become known. The state is facing at least a $14 billion shortfall. It went up by $4 billion yesterday when Schwarzenegger, as promised, rolled back the recent tripling of the car registration tax. It is likely that his fiscal plan will involve issuing around $20 billion in bonds to pay off California's immediate debt. Joel Fox, an anti-tax activist and a policy advisor during Schwarzenegger's campaign, said the borrowing should be viewed as just one part of a package of fiscal measures.
When people like to focus on this potential large bond, they're missing the point that that's only one piece. It gets you over the hump. A lot of the reforms, a lot of the cuts are going to take a little time to implement. We have to improve the business climate. That's a piece of it. Spending limit, austere budget to show Wall Street we're serious.
Democrats remain skeptical. Jenny Oropesa chairs the Assembly Budget Committee.
I am concerned about incurring debt that we'll be paying back over the next, generation, 30 years, and sizable debt, because what that means is that takes another chunk out of our annual budget that we can't use on programs.
Lawmakers will not be able to decide this matter at their leisure, says Oropesa. Schwarzenegger would likely want the bonds to be approved by the voters. And the deadline for the legislature to get a measure on the ballot in the next election is December 5th.
When you get right down to it and you are arguing about fundamental differences, it's hard to keep a level of civility going when people feel passionate about their points of view. But I'm hopeful.
Hopeful, says Oropesa, that Schwarzenegger's leadership ability will foster the courtesy and respect that have been missing from Sacramento politics in recent years. The new governor's leadership, however, may be put to the test in a matter of days. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Sacramento.